Ratatatatinata. Wapatena. Ratapapana. Pampo tata. Pepekopa. Ratapapapapa. Papatapampe. Popopopopopana. Sonakapante kapapa. Titala kapapanate. Pampeta kapa. Pampola kapata kapapata. Pante kapapa. Pambapata. Like eagles, kapa, kapa, shate papa patalia. In Jesus' name. I see some people hanging around, so come, let's pray. You are not serious. Come over this side. Let's pray. You don't want to pray. If you don't want to pray, stop coming to Revival Hub. There is no reason you are here. If you came here, the first need in your life that God have seen to bring you here is prayer. Then after prayer, we'll now do other things. But prayer first. I noticed some people have traced it. And they said, by 6, you are in trouble. Today is free for all. It's free for all. It's free for all. How can you be climbing the hill at how many gears does that car have? 5. Can you climb that place with number 5? But there are some people trying to climb the hill at 5. Them and their car, they are instead of making progress, you are going back. But there is noise, but you are not making movement. There is noise. Your own groaning is in your mouth, but the real groaning is in the heart. When you really groan and travail, it shakes your whole being. There is nothing human that can contain the power of a man that groans. It shakes your whole being. And when the place you stand, we begin to feel the vibration of your spiritual impact. You have no prayer. When you pray, your spirit, soul, and body will bear record. Listen. A generation doesn't know the price. They don't know the price to carry God for a dying days. People don't. They don't know the price.
Oh, praise spirit. Bam, 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 bam. I want to pray. Kapo, kapa, pa, 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 pa. I want to pray. Kao, kapam, kapam, ba, 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 ba. Holy Ghost, pray. Baba, kamam, ba, 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 kamam, ba, 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 ba. Somebody pray. When there is a shift, we know. Come, capo, come, capo, capo.
I pray and utter, I pray and utter, the pray. There is a praying spirit within me. Oh. Hey! Hey! I cannot. I advance, I advance. Hey,
that guy at the back, he has refused to pray. And you are the one. You don't want to pray. I've been watching you now. You don't want to pray. Don't be hanging up. Things will be moving. You don't want to pray. Quickly, we don't have time. Quickly. Be a researcher in the spirit. For a man to be a mapper in the spirit, he has to be a researcher. He has to be somebody that is given to searching out the dimensions of God. Greet your neighbor. Greet the person beside you. There is a guy I know at the back. He likes drip. He likes drip. The guy likes drip. Huh? Any small thing, he will just go and they will give him drip. For one day or two, he will just collect it. I don't want to call his name. He's your guy. Meanwhile, this is a man that used to watch Todd White and all those healing evangelists, all those mighty healing evangelists, and he wants to be like them. To the point that it is your volume. To the point that he wears baggy like the Todd White. So but he's not in the baggy. He's not in the baggy. He's in the life. He's in the life. Brava now. Amen. I can see some people that escaped. Like you, like Brother Chick and his wife. You escaped for long. Amen. You like Tio. I didn't know you are still around. I thought you have gone to Canada. Because they said every man should have plan B. So I thought you have gone to Canada. And then I see Valentine, the way you they happy like this. Now wow. Why can't they happy like this now? Valentine, another brutal man like this. Hi. Don't cross the guy. This way he's smiling physically. That's the best you ever see him. He came and told me. He said he noticed something that he doesn't know how to manage it. You know. Me, I know what that thing is. But him, he doesn't know. He's afraid. He's a typical anointing. Typical anointing. Amen. Why are you sitting at the back? There is space here now. Uh-huh. Then Pastor Mrs. Jideshku is here. She appeared. My God. Why you can't smile? Now you can't smile past the person. Why I call? Are you the only one that knows her? Mokocha. Ogagu Jideru now. So, there is no. And where are your brothers, Steph? There is another one that has Moses. Where is he? Hi. Amen. I want you to pray for 1 minute. Tell God to open the eyes of your understanding in the name of Jesus. Ask him to communicate to you practical truths, something that is workable, something that you can begin to benefit from, even from here and now. From here and now. From here and now. Can you pray? Be sincere. Be sincere. The entrance of the wall giveth light. The entrance, not the reading. It is the entrance. It is when the word gains entrance that light comes. Amen. Something just struck my heart now. Let's make a prayer, a territorial prayer. Not for anything, but for. I just noticed that there is a sickness that broke out. How many of you noticed it? By this time last week, many people everywhere, they are complaining of the same thing. I don't know. You are a nurse now. People are complaining. I don't know the name. But beyond here, I've been getting feedback. Many people are getting to me, say they are sick. And I check the symptom. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Huh? Those days, the healing anointing that was on the life of John G. Lake was territorial. So he can come and God will open his eyes and he will see swarms like bees. It will fill the whole of the sky and the sky will become dark. And God will tell him that these bees are, when they sting you, you become sick. Huh? So many people have been stung. No, so. Mm-hmm. If you say no, your body is saying yes. So, I mean, that one can be faith. Somebody at the back that lies quoting scripture, they have given him 3 days break. May you not quote scripture that is not in your heart in Jesus' name. It will not work. It's better you know one and is working than you know 100. On the day that you need it to work, none of them is working. Can we pray in the name of Jesus Christ? Let's drive back that spirit of infirmity that is hanging around the territory in the name of Jesus. Let's drive it back to hell. I want you to picture with your heart as you are driving back the spirit. Picture it from your heart. Picture it from your heart. We refuse that spirit from breaking into the territory, from afflicting the health of men. Even if you are not sick and your mother is sick, it's a problem. Hallelujah. So let's continue in our teaching. So we began to look at how to minister to a territory, and we understand, just increase my volume a notch, we understand that that is the first point we had, that for a man to be able to minister to a territory consistent with the training that you have received is how you are going to minister. Let's assume somebody wants to start a ministry tomorrow, just a notch small. Just let's assume somebody wants to start a ministry tomorrow. The tendency is that your ministry will take the line of the most consistent training that you have received. Are you getting the point? Huh? Imagine if Sister Juliet now decided to start ministry. Let's assume 5 years ago, she wanted to start ministry. 5 to 6 years ago. Huh? What would be the name of our ministry? Where is your sister self? Let her raise her hand. What would be the name of your sister's ministry? Assuming you know the church you used to go now. Assuming that's the training you received in ministry. What would be the name now? There is no holiness in it. There must be the name of one angel inside. Huh? Which angel do you know? Is it Angel Michael or Angel? Then you add prophetic. No, they won't put intercessor. They put prophetic prayer. Prophetic deliverance, prayer deliverance ministry. Hallelujah. So now that's not the point. My point is that you most likely take the part of the consistent things that have been built into your subconscious. Are you getting the point? Now people take that part because they don't know any other part. So that even when God is making a call on them to engage the territory, that is the fundamental demand of their calling and ministry, they will not know what to do. In the attempt to engage the territory, they are still using the tools that they have been taught predominantly in their churches or in the place where they are trained. And that information, training, knowledge that has been built into their consciousness lacks the capacity to minister to the territory, because the shape of the territory is different from the shape of individuals. The way you minister to individuals is different from the way you minister to territories. Because for you to be able to minister to a man, you must have been able to discern his needs. Is it not true? For you to be able to minister to something, someone, you would have been able to discern the needs. So the needs of individuals are way different from the needs of the territory. That will mean that the engagement pattern, the educational system that informs the ministration to a territory will be far different from the educational system you need to minister to people. And which is why a pastor can be the pastor of a church, are you with me now? Yet the principality in that territory is still sitting on you. Meanwhile, you people gather and pray against the spirit. Pray, oh, you are praying well and fasting well. Yet you are not making breakthrough, because the only way you know to engage that thing working in the territory is the way you also pray for people for their need. But the need of the people is different from the need of the territory. So the engagement of the territory will be different from the engagement of what? The people. Are you now seeing it? Now, and the foremost thing needed in this kind of ministry, which is not to persons. Am I saying you don't need to minister to persons? In fact, the ministry before now is only geared towards ministering to people. The majority of ministry we do before now is just to minister to people. If had it been you grew up in your denomination, what you will know as being in ministry is ministering to people. So it will mean that if you don't have an audience, you don't have a ministry. If you don't, are you getting the point? A man, when you understand territorial ministry, you will know that you don't need to see people to minister to the territory. Having 100 people suddenly doesn't make you more powerful in a territorial context. That is why, are you with me? As I said, that somebody can come and have a crowd of 10,000, but in the spirit, the prophetic voice of God is not domiciled in that place. That is the next lesson I'm going to show you. For a man to retain the capacity to minister to the territory, there are certain facilities that he needs to encounter in the spirit. It is based on that encounter that he will receive the capacity to minister to the territory, because the territory only responds to certain things. It is not just that you pray that makes the territory to respond. People's need can respond, but if it is if it is your family, are you with me? If you want to pray and you want God to engage your family in a certain dimension, then you have to pray in a certain way. This is why, are you with me? If you go to some deliverance places, if they want to pray for you, when they finish with you, they now tell you, call your sister. Are you getting the point? After your, they cannot minister until you gather all your family. How many of you have noticed? You are not. Until you gather your family, you have to. Am I saying it's bad? No. But when you understand territorial ministry, you don't even need to go home. They don't even need to know what you are doing. You can stand wherever you are and minister to the territory of your family without necessarily bringing the person. And if the person needs to come, he will come by the hand of God. Not because you are saying, you are mad. The days you are telling the person, though, he won't come. It is when you minister. And there is one or two things about your engagement that is correct. It will steer people to begin to ask you about what you are doing, that they perceive that this thing you are doing will need their participation and partnership. But before then, you are forcing them to do some things with you. Let our family gather together. Hey, let's pray together so that this thing, as you are telling them, we're waiting there for this our screen now. That thing you are telling them to come and pray with you is what is making them angry. Your son will say he won't come back. If he comes back now, mommy will carry them to go and pray. Carry them to one prayer house. Carry them to. So they will be avoiding you. You will be wondering why they are not coming back. There is no territorial understanding in your engagement. Your labor is like the labor of the fool. Do you know the challenge with the labor of the fool? Why? Why? He doesn't know the way to the city. There is a way to the city. When you appear in that place, it will seem as if you do charm. It's not charm. It is understanding how to minister to a territory and engaging properly. When you come, after some time, it will be obvious that the authority, are you with me? That the authority that God has invested to crack the territory is invested in the highest measure in your life or in your assembly. Not because you are special, but because you understand some things in the spirit. Are you getting the point now? It is that thing that will now draw some other people that are desirous of ministering to the territory too. They will now realize that there must be something you are doing that is correct, that is making your own to respond. Is it not the same prayer we are praying? Is it not the same fasting? Hey, mommy, they told me you used to go and sleep and do 3 days dry, and also you fasted till also came. The demons, the powers, they will want you to, they will lead you to where us how we catch you well. And as of that point, you can't even pray again and fast, even if you want to. And you come and tell God, you know, God, you need to visit my family. Osa is now holding me. Please answer me. Let me tell you. Anything that makes you not to pray or fast, there is no other way to deal with that thing except to pray and fast. That's the problem. If you are sick and you can't pray, there is no other way to do the business of prayer except to pray. So you have to have a way to deal with that sickness that is stopping you from what? Praying. Just because you are sick has not nullified the need for prayer. Some people don't like this man lecture. They think that there is a special treatment for people that are sick. Those days that you are sick, so God is no more he's no more demanding much from your life because you are sick. So one of my guys, he didn't want to come out from the sick bed. He stayed for 3 days. He was collecting drip because he thought there is a special favor for people that is on drip. The requirements for their spiritual engagement is no more needed. Those days they were lying down and they were, you know, the things I'm telling you, I'm teaching you, me, I've done it. At least all of you were here. I buried my father. No be so. So I'm not saying so that you will now say, this guy doesn't know how I feel, doesn't know what I know much more than you. Because you are not even carrying anything. I'm carrying the labor of a generation, the labor of an assembly, the labor of a mandate, the labor of a family. Huh? I went and dropped my father in the mortuary and I came here and preached. A mighty man of God, I took him when they said, drop him on the slab. We carried him, drop him. I look at a man that had raised 5 people from the dead. I thought he would rise, he did not rise. I look in the sky, tear came out from my eye. I cleaned it. That was the last time anything happened. I came back and preached. That Sunday, did he look like anything happened? If it was not that, I told you before. It is because my heart has been garrisoned. Eh? If something is going on in my heart and I'm saying another thing in my mouth, what is in my heart is what will affect you. So, are you with me? In case I begin to cry and do many things, God, you have forgotten me. That cry is the proof that Satan has won. Because he couldn't get cry, tear from my eye, he is not happy. There is something he will do. He wants you to go and stay one side and be sobbing. Huh? Jiwe, you say, God, when will you visit me? My own is different. Is that one prayer? Hallelujah. Sorry, Doc. Hallelujah. That thing now is you are just sorrowing. No sorrow. There is actually godly sorrow, but majority of the sorrow that men sorrow is in their soul, and that sorrow, do you know where that sorrow will lead you to? Depression. Many of you have entered depression many times. I have said it yesterday, I'm saying it today. That means people need this message, this thing I'm saying. Depression. It will start on you thinking about it. Satan will even make it look good. He will tell you to think about your family. You will say, I'm thinking about my family, the way my family is, my mother, my father. And then you'll be thinking on it 1-2 in the night. And you are praying, madam, you are not praying anything. In sorrow, you are sorrowing. The prayer, no, they go anywhere. When you are through with sorrow and you want to pray, come and pray. This my teaching is not compatible with sisters. Sisters are emotional. So they think just because you use your emotion and manipulated precious and manipulated your father and your mother, say, this thing is working. So you now use it to manipulate God. I don't know what I'm doing. who is this one? Give him 3 more dry fasting. 3 more days of that. That's how you ended up in that 3 days dry fasting. Because you went to do God. Give him 3 days. Give her three days. The purpose of the 3 days is not to do anything. No. It's to make you to stop bringing sorrow, ungodly sorrow, thinking unnecessary. There is what we call sanctified reasoning. Some of the thought in your heart is not sanctified. It cannot produce the peaceable result of righteousness. There are some, I mean, you can think, oh, there are some parts. Don't allow your mind to think on that part. It will never end well. It has not ended well anytime. And you are going there. You are going there. Yesterday, you almost went there. Today, you are going there. And there is this thing that makes your soul comfortable when you are there. Huh? It will seem as if it numbs your pain. That's why you like to be there. You know, me, I'm doc, I'm a specialist doctor. So you are, what I do is that I look at the root of the matter. We continue tracing it. Even the mini test of detail is important in our research. I'm telling you, there is nothing Satan cannot use. He can even use me, sir. How? Not directly, indirectly. I will come and say something to you now. You say, I said, even Papa himself, the Spirit will tell you, even Papa himself doesn't want to care about you. He has abandoned you. Look at it now. Look at the way he is talking to you. Look at the way he is responding to your chat. And then you now think on it for 7 days. You will become a strange creature. The personality you will turn into will be strange to you. After 3 days, you are in need of deliverance, actually. Let me stop here. This is not my teaching. But I know that some of you need this. Amen. So, the point we made last yesterday, which I want to reemphasize, after the recalibration of our consciousness, bringing us to the place where we are inconsistent, what's the word to use? Inconsistent interaction with the facilities that make for territorial business. When you pray, your prayer is fundamentally territorial before it is every other thing. When you do anything, when you engage, I'm telling you, you can do evangelism normal, but have you noticed something about our own? How many of you have noticed something about our weekly evangelism? That it is not normal. How many of you did evangelism in your church? Raise your hand. And are doing this one with us. Have you noticed that there is so much difference? Your own is in your church. They are more interested in increasing their number. Huh? But our own, we are more interested in affecting the shape of the territory by influencing the lives of the participants. And giving them something that they can carry to places, and it will be obvious that something has changed and it can affect others. So the end product of the other one is increase in membership, which is not bad, but the end product of our own is to make the person the same thing you were before you leave. So it will mean that there are at least 1, 2, 3 pillars, structures that must be left in that person's life. That is why you finish preaching and invited somebody to your church. He came and stayed 1 year. He wasn't born again. Even though he came through your evangelism, he wasn't born again. And after some time, he now said, he want to marry a sister. Huh? And said, this bro has stayed for 1 year. That's how we'll carry a sister and give to a woman beater. And they will be knocking off the teeth of the sister. You don't know what is happening, no? In many of those places you call Christian home, is WWE. I'm telling you, it's Royal Rumble. My brother is Royal Rumble. When they finish, they dress well and tie scarf and come and say, "Hey, Mama Jesus, Ekene." Oh God, there is no imam in the family. Where did this start? It started in us not making sure that structures were in place before we started. And are you with me? And once you start, you have started. Huh? The leg you started with, this one now is a proverb. The leg you started with is the one you will continue with. Ukwiji bidoki ejiwe. That was it. No, be so. So, if the person can come and trick all of you in the church, he can continue the trick. And you know you won't talk. Because your pastor has said that this one is a mighty brother. They have eulogized him because maybe he came and you are doing donation that day. And he now gave you 5,000. 5,000 donation does not qualify somebody as a member, a participant of the body of Christ, not even a participant of a local assembly itself. There is much more requirement. Eh? So you go on the field and you are interested in the territory. Eh? And then you come. Before you leave, it will affect the way you pray. Is it not true? It will affect the way you prepare. Because if it is not so, if we want to go for evangelism, all we need to do is to, people will just gather. We say it's by 5:30 to 6. People will gather. You say, "Where are you now?" "We are now at openness. Come and join us there." And the person will leave the food and come. "No, stay at home, my friend." "Hey, don't come. If you want to, you will have to join us by one. And vimahakate kupatakaba. At least 2 hours. Ah? Because what you want to engage is the territory, and I found out that I will still show you in my point 5 or 6 that when a man engages the territory, be ready for confrontation. Because if your ministry is to the territory, territory will respond. Certainly. So many times that we went for that kind of evangelism, some of us, we are on the field and we started becoming weak. It is obvious that the territory is responding. Because God, when you prepare your heart and you are educated in that kind of, God will be leading your feet to people that is carrying possibilities that is territorial. There are people you will win. Eh? You didn't win a solo. Eh? If you won the soul of the Gadarene, what did you win? 10 cities. If you come to a campus, there is a homosexual that you will win. It is not so that you won. You won a spiritual war. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How do you now just get up and go and preach to that person? You must be educated in territorial business to understand that the spirit that is that has possessed this body is what is manipulating the territorial influence of a place. So your fundamental engagement with those persons has to be territorial. So you have to prepare for confrontation. It's not just preaching. It is this teaching that many of you has been exposed to, because that is saving you. Because many of the things you are doing and the people you are encountering is territorial business. Had it been you did it normally, that's how people's ministry died. Their joy died. They were obsessed because there is somebody you be preaching to. You suddenly started feeling the pangs of immorality. I'm telling you, don't go and preach to everybody casual. As you're talking to the person, suddenly you start liking the person's face, or you like to make it look like it's not bad, you will now leave that.
Listen to me.
You will leave that evangelist and chat a sister in the night, and then talk and call and do many. Is you are under attack, and you are in need of something. You are not in need. Is you engaged territorially, and you came back and ate and lied on the bed. Say after me, Jesus. I'm not hearing you. Jesus, help your son. Help your daughter. Amen. Are you even now with me now? I think I've caught your attention. So let's leave the first. To just touch the second, we found out that you need to be able to map the territory well. Are you getting the point? Let me tell you. One of those days, we were praying, I think last year. We prayed to a point, and we saw in the spirit that there is a spiritual connection between Beterama and here. What we saw was connection, like cable connecting. So, if something is happening there, it won't take time, it will happen here. If it is happening here, it won't take time, it will happen there. If victory is here, it will go over there. So, one of those days, I took some of the complaints and things when I sampled that opinion. I cut off the names. I now took it and posted on their own page. And all of them were shouting, God help us, show us. They didn't know it was not their own. It was name that was not on it. It is the same problem, the same thing. I don't want to say it. Make I know. If I say it now, it's breeze that open our nyash. So I don't want to say it. 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 Sister Gloria. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if we were not able to map this territory, we would have been in trouble. There are certain ministries only we could do here. Because I hope you know we are not the first that have used this hall. Many, many people have used. They mounted big. You know, loudspeaker outside now. They mounted it. The man. Let me not say against. But that couldn't do anything. Because there are three major principalities that have their headquarters around here. I told you people. That the deity of this town. And it's not just serving this town. It's serving three other towns. It's located behind that place. The name is Edo Newi. Edo. Edo. I don't want to go there. So, and then you come and be doing anything, they will shut you down. Because all of this place used to be her territory. Or any place you see market is our territory. That's one. Number two, there is I hope you know that this front of here used to be park and town. It's only people like Victor and God's love that will know. All this building you are seeing here is prayer. Go and check all of them. They are all, check this market now, all this place. You notice that they are all new buildings. Have you not noticed? They were all built from last year till now. Oh. Do you know what, where is White House, sir? It is, this place is not original. I will tell you the third one. This place is not the original White House, but I'm coming. The original White House is across the road. Is that place. That is the original White House. But first of all, this White House is where, are you getting where I'm going now? This place is where all the buses coming from Onitsha, from Lagos, from anywhere, from bridge, Niger Bridge, down to Newi. You must stop. This, you must reach here. You stop here first, then you stop at roundabout. That's if you are going with new road. If you follow old road, you might not pass it. Huh? This place was packed. Eh? Ask him, the woman selling hot and all kinds of things down here. She has all kinds of charm and she used to boast. Openly, she will be displaying her charm. Downstairs here. Some of you know now, this is the headquarters of Igbo. SAS makes money every Sunday in this place. He's no more here now. Ask Victor and some people. Ask those days, I will be here. They will be arresting people. Arresting people. Huh? People like Collins and who again? And Chibike will give testimony. We give testimony of what? But do you know, we did not say anything. They have left here for us. Before, they used to look, ask God's love, they used to look for customer in front of Cosmotel. No be so. Then, across this road is the original White House. Not this one. In fact, there are some Okada that you tell, I'm going to White House. How many of you has done it to you before? We will tell him you are going to White House, they will go and drop you in front of them. One saw the way I was dressed, and I told the person, White House, uncle, it was that, how can somebody like me now be going to White House? He didn't say anything. So when he carried me, and I told him he's not here, he's here. He now opened up and spoke to me, because he could not align the two movements. When you tell Okada you are going to White House, specify the one. Before somebody will carry you and drop there, and they will say, customer, are you? I don't need to explain to you, William. You have seen them. It used to be terrible. Those are not the kind of people you just wake up and go and preach to. You have to understand. You have to deal with the spirit. I tell you, we fought that spirit for months. Some days we'll be fighting the spirit. Ask my brothers. In the night, before they will wake up and pray. Huh? Four spirits will arrive. Four to one person. And they will carry net and cover you. I'm telling you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Una they enjoy now. You don't know warfare where people fight. Oh. They will carry net and cover you. Once they have covered, there is nothing they do that night that will make them to make progress. Even when they finally wake up and pray, no, there is no progress in the prayer. Eh? Why? Spiritually, you are inside the net. Say after me, shout fire. You are not serious with your fire. When you are serious, I will know. Shout fire. We will now say this one in Igbo language. Huh? I didn't hear you. Say it again. Okumonso. Shout it the third time. Okumonso. Fundamentally important that you map your territory and understand when you appear in a campus, don't just start a ministry, don't just start engaging. I know that God told you, but you need to map the territory and understand the shape, the gates. Where are the gates of this territory? Are you with me? Huh? When Reverend David Owele began to minister to the territory of the University of Nigeria, God took him and told him that this is where they laid the foundation stone of the campus.
He now told him what to do. Do you know where the foundation stone of your campus is? You don't know now.
Huh?
Do you know where your father's home is? You may be near your placenta. You may be. Because there is work. There is work. So it's not enough that you are now praying. You have to locate some things in the spirit and be accurate in your engagement.
Huh?
So you enter a new house like this, and they build the door like this.
Huh?
Like the place I'm living, the door is like this. Huh? But the spiritual door is at the window. The door of the is at the window. How many of you know what has happened to you? Uh-huh. The two of you is at the window. So in the night, is my sister them that used to suffer it, especially at her own window. The one time they actually literally physically invaded. The only reason why she did not start shouting in that around 1 a.m. in the night is that she now remembered that I'm still in the same house. You know what I'm saying? Nothing much will happen. Huh? It's good to have Abraham as father. No, you are missing the point. No. You are missing. What I'm saying is that the gate is at the window. Say after me, the window. But they build the door for you this side to confuse your natural mind. So when you use your natural capacity to begin to engage the territory, you will never make progress. Some campuses, the real gate to the campus is the back gate, not the front gate. The front gate, they built it years after. The original gate is the back gate. And spirits can still enter and leave the campus through that gate. So if you are engaged, should I stop here? If you are engaging, you are doing ministry without engaging some places, you are off. I hope you know in UNN that there are certain places, all hostels is not the same, especially the female hostels. There is this hostel, is it not Mary Slessor? Around that area, that is also close to Freedom Square, it is not a normal place. I'm telling you. From that, like this, then this hostel, then the VC office, that area is. Don't believe me, go and check. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is that when you are correct, you know how to engage that kind of thing. Because you can carry fire like this and go back home, and then you are not intelligent on how to manage the fire that you have so that it will impact the territory. Instead of your fire impacting the territory will drain you. You are full and you go back home, they drain you. You come back tomorrow, they drain you. You do empty. Meanwhile, you didn't do anything. All you did was to sleep in the night. You know what you don't know? Huh? Where you are sleeping in the night, where your bed is still the ancient meeting table of the forefathers. And every 21 days, they still come for their meeting. Just because you put a very big water bed there doesn't mean that they have gone. They are not Are you with me? They don't respect upstairs. They don't respect anything. The spiritual reality of a territory is more powerful than the physical reality. Huh? Are you getting the point? So you check the altars. Check the topography. Huh? Check, as I said yesterday, whether the predominant spirit in that place is water spirit, or air spirit, or land spirit. Huh? Like
one of the ways, you don't even need to see vision. One of the ways you will know is that the number one name in your village is Ani. It's after me, Ani. Then you will know that, are you now seeing it? He is none. How many of you, your surname is Ezan? Is land. But you are answering your name. My name is Chinaza Ezan. But boy, demons know they don't understand that grammar. Eh? Better don't even give them your natural name. Eh? Give them the name that you have captured in the spirit. It's a reason of the unveiling of your ordination. Huh? They will check their rooster, and the people that they have record of as part of the fact that they are part of this family, they can't find out your name there. Huh? If I ask you now, what is that your native name? Huh? Eneza. Adeza. If I ask you now, say it's Adeza. Oh God, what's your name? I have told you people of how I went to a meeting. When I finished, I wanted to leave. A young prophet now met me and called me Samuel. I said, no, but my name is not Samuel. It took me some years to understand that the context of God's work in and through us is in the shape of what he did through and the life of Samuel. Huh? Nayot in Ramah, that is the shape of what he wants to do. Where rubbish men will appear, rubbish men that don't know their left and right, give them 3 months, they will become prophets. Huh? Once they appear in Nayot, they come under the governing influence of the spirit. Huh? Their actions can no more be detected by their powers in the natural. Huh? A spirit is involved. They pray, live, walk, engage as a result of the supernatural influence that has come upon them. That means God is physically tabernacling in Nayot. It is no more in the heart of man. He is sitting in a physical location. Nayot! He said, you are Samuel. What's your name? So, these are the things you need to know. Because if you appear in the spirit to engage a territory, you must come in the name. There is a name that you have that the territory is expecting to interface with. But you tell them that you are Elijah. Is your name in the spirit Elijah? It's because your parents look at you and it seems as if you will have bad head. They now gave you Elijah. They now gave him, what is your name? So you now begin to check the gates. Huh? Check the portals, as I gave you an example yesterday of the one that used to be behind my father's house. Are you getting the point? Check. Of course, you have to fundamentally identify the ruling spirit. What is the ruling spirit in Oko? Huh? If you are a territorial engager, that's the first thing you must identify. When I began to understand, that's how I prayed. Now I came to Okofia and I saw the spirit sitting in the air. I prayed, then I went to elders and made them inquiry. Our daddy is here. They now, there is a reason the name is Okofia. Newe is not naturally Ofia. But if a place is called Ofia, there is a reason. Some of the names your fathers, they used to give, they give the name as a representation of the fundamental territorial spirit working, but you are not intelligent. Like from where my grandfather in the maternal side is coming from, before they now change the name, I think my mother used to answer Ofia And the full name, if you want to call it in full, it means is Ofi Abala. No be small name be that. No be small name. You can only understand this thing if you are a conquerable man. Ofi Abala. Adabayaba. Abala Kowo. Sorry, all these are Abuja people. Sorry, Lagos people. Sorry, Enugu people. I don't know. You are in Enugu, but our Igbo is strange. You know, do you know what it's about?
Amen. 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 But you know what it is, Abi? Amen.
So let's go to, I will touch two things quickly in the next 20 minutes. Number three, you must secure the presence of the lampstands. You must secure the presence of the lampstand. Let's read two scriptures. Antonio Bueni, read for me. Revelation chapter 1, 10 to 12. 20. Revelation chapter 1, 10 to 12. And the same Revelation chapter 1, verse 20.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 1, 10 to 12. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with
me. You are in verse what now?
Verse 12, sir.
Okay.
And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. Then now, verse 20.
No, okay, read verse 20.
The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
So the, okay, let me not say it. Come and give to you. What is a lampstand? Because wait, maybe we should use another translation that is not KJV, because that word candlesticks is actually lampstand. How many of you is in doubt? You are doubting it. Are you in doubt? Use another translation. It's lampstand. Are you with me? Who can read for me in another translation for me quickly? This verse 20. 120. 120. Quickly. Which translation do you have? Aha! This is the meaning of the mystery of the seven stars you saw in my right hand, and the seven gold lampstands. Are you with me? The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are what? The seven lampstands are what? Okay. There is something that I might have to just touch, but my target is not actually the church per se, even though I'm the, let me, if I say this, I will answer my question. So give to you. So what is a lampstand? I know you are coming from the woods. No, sit down now. You are
I'll say lampstand represents God's ambassadors in the territory, in a particular territory, God's representative.
That's a great work. Halfway, 50%, 50%, 50. That's very good. Who can answer? Raise your hand. Touch that sister. Can you answer? No, you can answer. You can answer. You can. Because since you escaped, you can answer. The way I'm looking at you. Who can answer for us? Give Raymond. Raymond is a theologian.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But maybe washers or something. Yeah, no. Or gatekeeper. So.
No, not lie. You can only build on what he said. Alemwa, are you ready? Who knows the answer? Who? Aha, William. Okay, and then my sister. And then my sisters. The way you people are smiling from ear to ear. You must answer. Oh, yeah.
It represents the spiritual representative of the territory or a church. Maybe a group of people.
You try. So we have to add this answer and this answer. And add something small. So come and give Chisom to finish it off.
I think it represents the spiritual license those spiritual ambassadors have to operate.
All of you are correct, but you are dimensionally correct. I want the whole. The whole. The whole. The whole. Do you know the answer? Oh, yeah. I try.
What I want to say is not to defend for what. But I think it's a spiritual representation that a church or a government that is set up in the realm of the spirit.
In a territory.
In a territory.
You have to add some key. Are you getting the point? You have to add some key things. One, representation. Territory, church, heaven. Huh? Are you getting the point? A lampstand is not first of all about people. Huh? I hope you know that the church is not first of all about people. It's not first of all about people. Especially from especially if you check the matter from a particular perspective. Are you getting the point? The one that is speaking, John, that is speaking about this matter, from where is he looking at the matter from? From earth or from heaven? I'm asking, from earth or from heaven? He is checking the matter from heaven. So he is giving us a heavenly perspective of the matter. Eh? When you look at the church from earth, there is a way you will see it. When you look at the church from heaven, there is a way you will see it. Are you getting the point now? Now, anytime you hear the word church, it is a representation of God's government. Eh? Now, when you now call it lampstands, it is a representation. Oh God, you slept yesterday, you are sleeping today. Your eye is closing. Go and wash your face. A representation of God's heavenly government upon the face of the earth. Territorial. Are you getting the point now? The territorial representation of heavenly government upon the face of the earth. What did I say? The territorial representation of heavenly government upon the face of the earth. What did I say? One, representation. Two, of heavenly government upon the earth. So now, this word church, what is even church? Gelapa Anglican Church in the Orift. St. Jude. Church or St. Jude? Is church St. Jude? Huh? What is actually church? Huh? Where people gather. You see, church is not about the gathering. Church is first of all about a spiritual reality. Are you getting the point? Now, this is what, if you learn this lesson, you will find out that 70% of the places people go and call it a spiritual gathering and call it church is not a church. Because for a place to be called a church, a lampstand has to be downloaded first. Are you getting the point? It is a lamp. We gather onto a lampstand, and then a place will now be called a church. Are you getting the point? Because that lampstand is a proof that the seal of heaven is upon what we are doing in the physical realm. And that seal will be manifest in the government of God that will be available in our midst. And one of the signs, number one signs of the fact that the government of God is consistent in our midst, is that the prophetic voice will be fresh. Anytime you appear where the lampstand of God is available, there is always the freshness of the word of God. The bread is fresh in that place. It will be a proof that God speaks, because the voice of God can only be accurately heard from the midst of the lampstands. Are you with me, or should I leave this part? Is it too big? When God wants to, if God ever spoke and his voice is correct, he speaks from the midst of the lampstand. Now, if we gather, are you with me? The normal way we call something a church is that people gather together. Eh? And then they now start praying and hoping that God will come. No, we download God first. When God is available, men will ultimately come. So what is important to people in the natural when they want to do ministry is the coming of people. But what is important to the heaven in the establishment of a physical and earthly representation of heaven's government upon the face of the earth is the downloading of a lampstand, because that will allow God an unhindered access to his people. Without a lampstand, then there is no possibility of God breaking through to his people unhindered. A lampstand is a proof that you want God to tabernacle in your midst, and then that you want the engagement forthwith to be governed by the activity that is taking place in heaven. So whatever is happening in heaven, the lampstand will represent a measure of it. Are you with me? Oh, the lampstand represents and carries a measure of what is happening in heaven. So when a church people gather in a place and they have not cared to find out whether God's candlestick is available in a place, I don't know what they are. It's a social gathering. Now I'm not against gathering, no, but that gathering is a social gathering if you have not downloaded the lampstand, because that is the seal of God upon a meeting. Are you getting the point? That is why the judgment of God upon one of the churches is that if you do not do this, what will I do? I will come and take. That is the worst thing that can happen to a gathering of believers. When the lampstand of God, give me a little volume, I just felt the glory of God. We struck a chord in the heart of God. It will seem as if something about God has been met by the engagements that men that have found themselves in that kind of place are being given to. So when we appear in a territory and we want to do a business that we have heavenly impact, I hope you know that the business of God upon a territory prospers in the context of eternity to the end, to the point that it mirrors heavenly dimension. There is no possibility of creativity in executing kingdom mandates. All we have to do is to trace what is happening in heaven, and then we replicate it upon the face of the earth. Then if it is true, something has to stand in our midst as a representation of the heavenly business and government in our midst. So anytime we appear, as long as we appear in that place, the voice of God will be fresh, and then men will begin to take their bearing. It is like when a man appears before a lampstand, there is always an assurance of a marching order from heaven as a sign that the voice of God is perpetually tabernacling in that place. John said, I was there, and suddenly in the midst of the lampstand, I heard a voice. The voice of God can only come in the midst of the lampstand.
So it will mean that if a people are desirous, their heart is such that the government of God will be in a territory, in a place, their desire is not first of all to gather people. Their desire is to download a lampstand so that God can speak to them. And if God can speak to a people, then he through a people can speak to a territory. The problem is that we have many churches everywhere, but few of them have leveled into God, where they have convinced the heavens that the agenda in what they are doing mirrors the agenda of heaven. Because for a lampstand to appear in a place, heaven, we have to be sure that what you are doing mirrors their mindset. They are not there to sponsor your ambition. They know that your engagement is such that the desire and the will of heaven, the purposes that is captured in the heart of God in eternity, will find expression through your engagement. So if the things you are doing lacks the capacity to allow the flawless execution of the purposes of God from eternity into time, get ready. God will not download his lampstand. He will just be watching you, waiting for the time where you align to the heavenly demand. It will mean that sometimes when we come to start a walk, we have to wait and pray and stay in hidden ministry for long. Sometimes you have to stay for 3 months, 12 weeks in hiding, and you will be cooking and aligning your heart, your motive, downloading the templates of heaven. The workings of the purposes of God will be fabricated into your mainframe, so that when you pray and engage, it will not be as a result of the things you want to do. It will not even be as a result of the vision of the calling that you have. Your calling and your mandate is subject to God's territorial engagement. So you must find yourself in the place where you are properly aligned, so where your mandate is properly aligned to God's territorial mandate. When your mandate, your personal calling, is aligned to God's territorial calling, to God's territorial business, in a place, then get ready. He will give you an instruction, and when you obey that instruction for a given period of time, he will now bring down his lampstand. When you stand in a lampstand and ponder, a territory will respond, because the authority with which you speak with is the authority of the voice that stays in the midst of the. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen. So for me, I remember I was teaching one day, and I was mentioning about this matter. And I began to talk about the mystery of 12 weeks. And many people now began to ask me, they want to hear it, or they want to hear it. You know, see, it is not important to you. These are the things God taught me personally. It is from there that God began to teach me that the fundamental need, if you want to engage a territory for you personally, you must develop an attitude of consistency. You will not be territorially effective if you have not developed consistency. See, if your consecration have not gotten to the point where you are consistent, consistency is not part and parcel of your consecration as a believer. Don't engage territorially. Because, are you with me? If you want to bring down the powers that is holding your family, you might need to wake up every day for 21 days. So it might not be enough that you woke up one night and prayed for 6 hours. You might need to wake up. The power is not in the how many hours. The power is that you are consistent. If your consecration has not been able to download a consistent lifestyle, then you are not ready for territorial engagement. You will be a prey to Satan. He will know the days that you can't wake up. He will know the days that you will fail. So the days that you are powerful, he will never come. Are you getting the point? Because he knows that from Tuesday to Thursday, you are always on fire. Because you always go to bed pants, you come back on fire. He will wait for you on Saturday. Yes, I'm telling you. There are certain calls and engagement you cannot receive Tuesday to Thursday. There are certain things that can happen Tuesday to Thursday. There are certain attacks that cannot happen Tuesday to Thursday. Why? Satan knows that you are hot. Satan, tell me I'm hot. But he will wait for the remaining part of the week, because your consistency can only span a 3-day period. So God began to teach me consistency. Told me that if I can stand on my altar, this is me now, if I can stand on my altar for 12 weeks, he will download his lampstand. And I have tested it. This is me now.
Don't go and say, I thought this one is not doctrine. Huh? I'm just saying it so that you know that it's a possibility. Your own can be more or less, but it's a law in the spirit. That a territory is represented by his lampstand. Huh? God does not engage a territory directly. Are you with me? God never engages a territory directly. He engages a territory by the lampstand. So if a territory's lampstand has been taken away, the voice of God will be scarce. And that is what happened to the children of Israel. They said there was no teaching priest, no prophet. The voice of God was nowhere. They were searching for God to speak. The fundamental challenge is that the altar of God had been taken away. Because it's when a man becomes consistent in the business of the altar, then God will begin to give him instructions. Because the appearance, are you with me? I don't have time to show you the layout of the tabernacle of God. Huh? You see, the lampstand is a structure of the holy place. Meanwhile, in the old tabernacle, the lampstand is a structure of the holy place. But when Jesus died, the Bible said that the veil of the temple was torn. Huh? And as a result of that tearing of the veil, that there are certain structures of the holy place that was inducted into the holiest of all as a result of the death of Jesus. The veil was what? Torn. That there are only few possibilities that is captured in the holiest of all, but as a result of the death of Jesus, a few things were inducted. One of the things that were inducted aside the lampstand is the altar of incense. Are you with me? Used to be in the holy place, but by the time we appear in the book of Hebrews, we find out that it seems as if the scripture is telling us that the altar of incense is now dwelling, tabernacling in the holiest of all. Even translators had issue with translating this thing because they are trying to capture consistency with the Old Testament, because the revelations of God are consistent. What they didn't know is that you don't interpret scripture in translation, you just translate. Translation is not equal to interpretation. So if that scripture does not capture that possibility in the book of Hebrews, it will mean that the death of Jesus did not achieve much, because the real prayer now is not an activity of the soul. If the lampstand, if the altar of incense is still in the holy place, it will mean that the activity, the altar, the prayer engagement is fundamentally an activity of the soul. Are you getting the point? But at the death of Jesus, the veil was torn. The Bible made us understand in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I think verse 16, he said that the veil is the flesh. I think Hebrews. The veil is the flesh. When that veil was torn, an entrance was made into the holiest of all. And one of the things that was inducted into the holiest of all was the altar of incense. It will mean that from that day onwards, prayer is in the spirit and in the spirit. That is why by the time Jesus rose, he sat upon the throne of the Christ. And when he sat there, he shed forth the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, one of the proof that the Holy Ghost came is that men began to speak with unknown tongues. And when Paul was interpreting the engagement and possibilities that this man saw, what he said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13 and 14, he said that I will pray in the spirit. I will what? Pray in the spirit. So it means that men have retained capacity now to engage their spirit in the adventure of prayer. This is what was not possible before men got born again, because their spirit was dead to God. But at the quickening of the spirit of man, we are made alive unto God. And the altar of God has to be installed in our spirit man, because the God that we engage, according to the book of John chapter 4, is fundamentally a spirit. So our engagement, we have to be spiritual and from the spirit. So prayers that are powerful now is a prayer made in the spirit and from the spirit. So when we begin to pray in tongues and engage groanings, one of the things that happen is that we have achieved the quota and demands of prayer that is domiciled in the holiest of all. It is a prayer in the spirit and by the spirit. Are you getting the point? So the altar of incense was inducted, but there is another structure of the holy place, because according to the layout, the Bible made us to understand that you cannot come into any compartment of the tabernacle without an experience of a dimension of light. So when a man appears in the outer court, the dimension of light that you experience in the outer court is the natural light. But by the time you come to the holy place, you encounter the light that is coming from the lampstand. That is why we sing that song, Light Me Lord. But by the time
you come to the holy place. The light that is in the holy place, holiest of all, is not the light that is man-made. It is the light of the Shekinah. Say after me, Shekinah. It is shining from the face of God. Because the target of God is not for us to know something. The target of God is not for us to be ministered cognitively. The target of God is for us to be transformed. It's a knowledge, but it's a knowledge after the inward man. It's a knowledge that is impacted and factored into our frame as a result of experience. Experiencing the life that is of God. The Bible said in the book of John chapter 17 verse 3, it said that this is life eternal. What? Knowing God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. By the time you go into the meaning of that word know, that word know is what happens between husband and wife. The right word there is, this is life eternal, koinonia with God. Sometimes in koinonia, it is in koinonia that men begin to know God in fellowship. The Bible said that him that is baptized with Christ is one spirit with him. So it is in that place that we experience the principle of the mingling. The Holy Spirit now tabernacling in our spirit as a result of the fact that we have been redeemed. We begin to mix with our spirit. The same thing that happens between husband and wife. Rochika, you are married. Between husband and wife, there is a point you reach there. Huh? You are not in control of what is happening. And your wife is not in control. There is an exchange. That is where a man, if you reach that point in the spirit, that is where you can wait on God. If you have not reached that point, your waiting is good, but it's not powerful. Because when you reach that point, it is the place of the mingling. Eh? It is the place of exchange. Because the life of the New Testament believer is not a testimony of changing. It's a testimony of exchange. If it is true, you must arrive at the place of koinonia. It is in the place of koinonia that something, your weakness leaves you. Your incapacity to pray, your propensity to the things of the flesh, it will begin to leave. And then you suddenly begin to realize that you are now a lion. Amaka, they don't know you. You have prayed into the heart of the one that sits on the throne, and you encounter the dimension of him. The Bible said that he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. And you begin to see the lion that is inside of you. There is a lion in you, but you will not know it until you enter koinonia. Koinonia. Bala. Satifala. Fetekalia. Beres. Fanta de Copalas. Take me there and leave me. Take me there. Leave me. Leave me. I want to experience dimensions of God. I want to be soaked. My infirmities will be consumed. The voice of God will be clear. I will interact with heavenly hosts. I will stay in the ambience of heaven as if it's my normal ambience. I will be educated with the life of God. The life of God is not just for the heaven. The life of God is for an education. An education and cautioning of your spirit man. That cautioning and education is not cognitive. It is experiential. Koinonia. When I'm brought there, I begin to feel the love of God. I begin to feel the ambience of God. The hand of God will begin to come upon my life. I begin to notice that my prayerlessness will go. My addictions will go. My firelessness, liturgy, lethargy will go. Because I've come into koinonia. The possibilities of the life of God can be factored into my being. I will leave what I am in the natural and begin to operate with the plans and possibilities of the life of God now. We are koinonia. Koinonia. It is the holiest of all. That is the place that outsiders are not meant to enter. No matter how a man loves his wife, he cannot allow another man to the place of koinonia. He can give you money. He can give you healing. Give you car, give you breakthrough, do miracle. For in the place of koinonia, is one-on-one with God, face to face. It is in that place we are naked and we will not be ashamed. We can tell him our weaknesses. You can tell him you are a masturbator. Help me here. Because you know God will not tell another person what you told him. Koinonia, it is a place of power. When you enter there, you begin to experience the omnipotence of God. He will begin to show you the dimensions of him. Some of the time when you are there, you begin to feel the power of God begin to move from your head to your soul of the feet. You will feel the tangibilities of the power of the spirit. It will come like good people on your body. It is koinonia. Even your spirit, soul and body can feel it. Koinonia. Take me there, leave me. I want to experience deeper the life of God. The things that God has purposed for man is captured in his life. The education is captured in his life. The power is captured in his life. The identity is captured in his life. The power is captured in his life. It is in the experience of that life. Every engagement we have as believer that we have impact on heaven has to be driven from the outer court to the holy place and brought to the holiest of all, where the engagement is face to face, face to face, face to face. Koinonia. Tell him in 1 minute, I want to know you face to face. Let the veil be taken away. I want to behold your glory. What did Moses see on that mountain? He did not want to come down for 40 days.
Getting the point. So it is at the instance of the death of Jesus that the lampstand was now inducted to the holiest of all. And where we read in the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 20, my sister, you saw in the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 20 that the interpreter of that vision said that this lampstand is what? Said that these are the churches of God represented in territories. Are you getting the point? So it will mean that the lampstand that used to be in the outer court, which is representative of the church, was inducted in the holiest of all. When? Who can answer me? When? Harry, when? When was the lampstand, which is representative of the church according to this scripture, when was he inducted into the holiest of all? What does it mean for the veil to talk? When Jesus died, specifically when the veil talk, because the veil is in the flesh, according to the scripture. Follow me carefully. Are you with me? The veil is the flesh, and the engagement, the church of God that is operating before that time, the tabernacle of Moses, the temple of Solomon, all of those activity is in the outer court. A few of them is in the holy place, but none of them is ever holiest of all. Even when the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah, where did he appear? I want to know, where did he appear? Who knows? He appeared in the temple. Where? Now, what I want to teach you is this. It is when the body of Jesus was broken for us. It is important that his body was broken, that we are now inducted. Something happened when the body of Jesus Christ was broken. The church was born. I know some people said the church was born on the day of Pentecost.
Not necessary. On the day of Pentecost was the physical church. But the reality of the church that is in the spirit was born the day Jesus rose from the dead. It is actually in his death and resurrection that the possibility of the church coming out was made manifest. These are the church is an The church is a thought that is captured in the heart of God, even from eternity past. The church is what did I say? A thought that is captured in the church is eternal. That's what I'm saying. The church did not start on the day of Pentecost. It didn't start with Peter. The church started in the heart of God. Even before he created man, he had a purpose. And all of his purpose was captured in the church. So, now, literally, the word, who is Jesus, was captured in the heart of God. Both was captured in the heart of God eternally. Both in his thought and literally. This my teaching is hard for you. You might have to go and listen to it again. Both in his thought and literally. Are you getting my point? Eternally. The word, who is the person of Jesus, is captured in the heart of the Father. Eternally, number one. Literally, number two. In his thought. Are you getting the point? Huh? The word, who is Jesus, is captured in the heart of the Father. Eternally. Jesus is not a time-based being. He's not a time-based personality. He's eternal personality. Are you getting the point? And that eternal personality is captured in the heart of God. Huh? Number one way it was captured is in his thought. Number two way is literally. So the person of Jesus is literally a participant of the Godhead eternally. Are you getting the point? But the church is also captured in the heart of the Father eternally. But not literally. Are you getting the point? The church is captured in the heart of the Father in his thought eternally. But not literally. The possibility of literally capturing the church was made possible the day Jesus died. Are you getting the point? You might have to go and listen to this. Huh? I'm teaching you the. I cannot teach you everything about the lampstand. I think I need to summarize. So all I want to say is that for you to engage the territory, you must download what? The lampstand. Because God does not speak to a territory directly. If God wants to speak to the territory of Nineveh, he doesn't just come and say, I'm speaking. No, he speaks from the lampstand. Huh? That is why. And that he's speaking doesn't necessarily mean his prophecy is prophesied. This is what, no. What it means is that where the lampstand of God is, you will begin to see activities going on there. Eh? That is representing God's desire for the people of that place, that time. Huh? Now, for example, I'm not saying is whatever you think, but let's just use Revival Hub as an example. Huh? Let's assume the heart of heavens concerning the business, their business in this territory. Maybe in Nigeria is prayer. Are you getting the point? How will a man capture the lampstand of God? How do you think a man that is wise, that his desire is to execute the purpose of God for the territory, how will that person succeed in capturing the lampstand of God for your denomination, for your church? How do you do it? How? Say prayer. Prayer in this point is not to get the needs of people met. Prayer in this point is to align to the purposes of God traveling from eternity. So we don't pray because we don't pray by time. It's not 12 hours. It's not to clap and say we pray 12 hours. It's not to clap and say when we prayed we received miracle and people fell under power. That's not it. The reason why we pray is because heaven wants us to pray. That the economy of their purpose is dependent on the quota of incense that is generated by his representative upon the face of the earth. So he begins to search. Are you getting the point? Search amongst the territory men that their engagement is consistent with the view of heaven. Are you getting my point? Oh, I just feel like carrying this thing and putting it inside of you. So if he searches and comes and see that people are praying but their engagement is not tallying with the desire of God for a territory, the lampstand will not be there. Meanwhile, miracle can happen. They can call you mighty woman of God. When IJ preached, boy, fire came. When they went home, the demon in their family just did the fire like this. They have not sucked your fire before. They have not sucked your fire before. Let's be truthful. How many of you came? The fire with which you came back to your house was a dangerous dimension of fire. After 3 days, you are now looking for your fire. Raise your hand, raise your hand. It's in Omebo. You'll be looking for your fire, you'll be wondering. Many of them, they are here. They'll be telling me, Papa, I want to come back. Oh, I want to come back. Oh, I'm now struggling to pray. Huh? Why? There is still something about your prayer that have not downloaded the lampstand. If a lampstand comes and is available in a local assembly, huh? Even if you come there and Satan is fighting, you will always win. That's how we engage here. So when a man stands here to pray, we know there is a point. Once we arrive there, Satan, it will seem as if we, once we arrive there, we gain advantage. So many times, what Satan do is to restrict you from arriving the place where the lampstand of God is. You must download the lampstand. Engage God till you find out that his lampstand is there. One of the ways you know that the lampstand of God is available. I'm teaching much. So download the lampstand in the name of Jesus. I want you. Doc is not happy. He's waiting to write. Download the lampstand in the name of what? Jesus. So, I will take time and do much lecture on this lampstand in Enugu Sonship. Something by the mercies of God that God has given me. First of all, he gave me experiential knowledge. And when I began to ask questions, he now told me this is what happened. You are not qualified to engage a territory until the lampstand comes. You are fake. A man that have not downloaded the lampstand is fake. With all your sincerity, Satan can hijack the world. The proof that God is with you in an engagement is that lampstand. That is where your prophetic authority lies. The fourth point, let me just say it before I go, because the two of them are the same. When you want to minister to a territory, you minister from the lampstand. What did I say? Number one is download lampstand. Where you want to minister, you minister from where? I didn't hear you. You minister from where? What Satan respects and the territory respects is not your face. He's respecting the authority backing your ministry. Are you getting the point? And that authority is captured in the prophetic voice of God, and the prophetic voice of God is found within the midst of the lampstand. Are you getting the point? So when Satan looks, when Ugochukwu is leading prayer here and we are engaging the territory or any place, when Satan looks, he'll be trying to see you. He won't see you. Because you are hiding behind the mystery of the lampstand and you are engaging the territory. The only way Satan will fight and win is if he can defeat the lampstand of God. But nobody can bring down the lampstand of God. The only person that can take away lampstand is the one that kept it. Are you getting the point? The only one that have the capacity to take away the lampstand is who? The one that kept it. Huh? I want you to ask God to teach you his ways. There are things we need to know. Don't you agree? Kai, you are not praying. Teach me your ways. Make me wise. Mm-hmm.
us your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. 30 seconds. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. There is a way to the city. Brothers and sisters, there is a way to the city. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach us your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. Spirit, teach me your ways. Oh, your ways, your ways, your ways. In Jesus, mighty. If you are sick, online and here present, take your hands and put at that part of your body. Just put your hand on your head. Be fast. In Jesus' mighty name. I want to hear your amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Let your amen be louder. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. I come against every spirit of infirmity, cold, pains, weakness, catarrh, dizziness, broken bones, arthritis, whatever the name is, infections, insomnia, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I charge you in the name of Jesus. Come out! Out! I charge you to loose them. And let them go. You are healed in Jesus' name.